Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Kind of just yelled in the microphone.
That was like punk rock concert kind of
not the best.
I gave it a go. 800-990-3776. Brad, we have plenty of responses coming in as we are helping you give name suggestions for a boy.
Yes, thank you.
We don't know the gender. Tori Lowe here on a Tori Lowe Tuesday. Yeah. Kyle Bruston Nortman with you.
So, Tori, you may or may not know, my wife's pregnant. Let's go. Do early September.
Oh, wow.
We're going to wait to find the gender. Find out what,
gender reveal.
What he or she's going to be. And we like our girl names. We like them. Boy names we're struggling with, so we've employed KBN Nation to help brainstorm some boy names. Do you have a boy name that you think would be good? Like blank Nortman?
Well,
what do you think?
I'm going to tell you
powerful this. Nortman.
I'll say this. I would make a junior.
Oh, Bradley William Jr.?
Yeah, because you're an NFL player. You know, you want to have a junior out here. You want to make sure you have a junior out here. So maybe.
Now, if I had a junior, would I change my name to senior?
Yeah, you'd be senior just in thought.
How about that?
But my son, I named him Maurice.
Okay.
Because it was my middle name. I wish I had named him after me. But
really?
I named him Maurice because I had this name sitting there in the middle of my name, Tori Maurice Lowe. But I said, okay, well, what am I going to do with this?
Lots of suggestions coming in from KBN Nation here. We're going to figure out the show name for future baby for Brad Nortman.
Mm.
We get to react together here.
How are we going to decide which name?
We'll know some of our faves by going through what KBN Nation is offering here. Pierce Nortman.
Pierce is strong.
Cadence Nortman.
Cadence?
Marv Nortman. That's my early fave. Marv was my alias that I texted in and got under Strofe skin.
Where
within
is it?
Like,
Marv from Manitowoc?
Marv from Manitowoc.
That was so good.
Jean-Paul.
Jean-Paul.
J.P. Nortman. Brick Nortman.
Okay, that's just disrespectful.
Lex Luthor Nortman.
Oh, wow. A little too close to Lexi Nortman.
Ooh. This is another good one from Dave from Aaron. Thad Nortman.
Wasn't that one
that
of my
AI? That was
AI
Strove.
That was my
AI. I'm Thad Nortman.
I love
Lexi.
Thad.
What about Braden?
Braden. I like Braden.
It's still like got the Brad kind of feel to it.
So it's a little bit of like an extension off of like the junior. If you don't want to go junior, Braden is close to Brad.
Ooh.
TJ chimes in, meet Bradford and his son Barnaby Nortman.
Bradford and Barnaby.
Oh, wow.
I kind of like it.
I kind of like it, too.
Barnaby.
Come here, Barnaby.
Diesel Nortman.
Oh, I like Diesel.
Keep them coming.
Man, these are so good, KB.
Diesel, hey.
Diesel, I mean, you don't want to mess with the Diesel.
Now, do you want your son to play football?
We don't know if he's having a son.
Okay. We don't know. Okay. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But hypothetically, if he come out a boy, do you want him to follow in as far as football?
I want him to follow what he's passionate about, and I hope he's passionate about football. I'll put it at that.
So you want him to play football.
I would love him to play football. But
as somebody played in the NFL, who watched people like throw their bodies on the line every day.
Yeah.
Has that changed your perspective about your child potentially playing football?
I didn't say what position I wanted to play.
I'm saying you were a tight end, you were a linebacker, and then you watched others play those positions. Keyword watched as you punted in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, I watch. I wouldn't hold them back from it. I would probably feel a different level of pain from, you know, watching my son out there potentially getting maimed out there on the football field.
But wouldn't he have a jump start because you have that knowledge? Wouldn't he be able to cut the corners of The mistakes you made.
Are you the problem is
the nepotism of the Nortman family.
I don't know.
Hopefully
he don't drop to the fifth pick in the draft. I don't know.
The problem is if what are we going with? Barnaby Nortman, Diesel Nortman, whatever Nortman's out there. Booter, it's great.
Booter Nortman.
Booter.
Like booting the football.
Oh, I actually like that. That was kind of
Booter.
Booter. The problem is young baby Nortman will eventually compete against like baby Tyreek Hill
right.
and baby J.J. Yeah. Watt. And I don't like those matchups for baby Nortman. Baby Nortman's in trouble.
Oh, wow.
So that's the problem.
What you're saying, the 4.3 speed ain't going to be there.
Yeah. No. He'll be pretty basic.
Well, you ran your 40 time. Do you ever tell your 40 time?
Yeah, I got like a four, seven, eight.
Run the 40?
They don't have to, but I said, I'm an athlete. I'm going to run it.
Kevin Bradley Nortman, KBN.
Oh.
Oh.
Man, I kind of like the KBN initials.
I like it for the baby version of Kyle Bruce Nortman's imaginary name for your said future baby, and we might be getting your hopes up. All right, come on, everyone wants healthy, right? Healthy's most important.
Of course.
Boy or girl?
What do I want?
Yeah.
Oh wow. I really could go either way. I could really go either way. I imagine a boy.
What do you really want?
I imagine a boy.
Everyone always says it, Tori. Everyone has a preference. They always say.
But you don't want
that on the record.
Because on one hand, if he says it, it's the opposite.
We got this video that you said that.
Yeah, on one hand, a boy would be great because he'd be able to, connect on sports and manliness and all that kind of stuff, right? But Ben, you can talk about this on the other side because I feel like a son's a popular answer. Oh, I want a son.
Right.
But the heart melting nature of a girl and that daddy girl relation, that's something different too.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Everyone keeps warning me about the teenage years. I ain't looking for
it. Yeah, but you raise her right. She'd be all right.
Why are you trying to be? What was that, Strofe? Did you hear that?
She'd be all right.
If you raise it right, she's going to be all right. Who are you?
I didn't even try to rhyme. That's how I know. It's like poetic right there.
And the good part about it is you're going to be a great dad.
Oh, thank you.
That was the most authentic thing right. I've heard in 2 hours and 8 minutes.
Yeah, from the most authentic guy we got, Tori Lowe.
Now it's an authentic off. Goodness gracious.
A bromance just developed.
That's right.
The cool thing about it is
Strofe and I can do the show. You guys go get coffee.
When you got kids, the thing is you're going to be a dad anyway. But I'll tell you this. You get a boy, and then they start getting competitive. I remember watching my son. I played football, so I stuck him out there with a bunch of kids just to see where he was, And he was a little slow at first. These kids was whipping around him, and I was like, okay. Yeah. And
you never know the development
I put him
patterns.
On the track. I put him in track after that. Yeah.
And how do you do?
Straightened it all out.
Attaboy. Attaboy. No doubt from Tori Lowe.
Tori Lowe, you were up at the NFL draft with us in Green Bay.
It was powerful.
As a huge Packer fan, has your optimism for 2025 changed? And are you potentially going to be putting down another $1,000 on the Packers win the Super Bowl? Because those odds are plus 2,000, the same.
Right.
They've gotten a little bit better now. So if you would have done it when they were plus 2,500.
Right.
You'd have a better payout.
Well, I think last year I got burnt a little bit.
You put $1,000 down, and you'll never see it again.
I pulled the move like you did. I went to all my boys and was like, "We got to make this."
Wait,
bet.
You pulled money together?
At the office. I got an office out.
Are they mad at you?
Did they blame you?
Why did everyone blame me when everything went south?
at the end of the day, I think that I'll wait a little bit. I think I need to see this materialize a little bit more, this new ideal of having a number one wide receiver, see if we got that straight.
So you want to feel it out more?
Yeah, I got to feel this out because now there's a different composition, right?
Yeah. So reports today were that Jair Alexander and the Packers, that everything is actually on the table. It seemed like at one time it was a foregone conclusion, Jair would be gone.
Right.
Now, not so much. They're at least trying to start discussions of maybe restructure, maybe bring him back, maybe still trade and release.
All options on the table. So, trade, cut, and sign.
What would you like to see the Packers do with Jair Alexander now that we're post-draft?
It can only help if he plays 10 games. Like, It's I'm kind of confused.
A lot of money for 10 games,
I'm kind of confused with him because we haven't got a lot of production in the last couple seasons. So I'm just like, I'm just hoping that if we do bring him back, we can get the money's worth like Ben was talking about. But I'd rather keep him. But if we can get some good players and make a nice trade.
You're not
going
to get a player.
Right. Or get some value.
If the value is there, he'd likely be already gone.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. And so, and I was going to say, you don't see that happening. Because if it was going to happen, it would already happen. And it's tough. You know what's tough? It's to get a player with injuries. You know, once you get like that first injury, I think people give you a second chance. But when you start consistently having injury reports, I think that stops people from being as interested in you because of that.
Well, it's because it's a what have you done for me lately league. It is. And it's all about productivity and what you can provide. And based off that dollar value, are you living up to that?
Right.
And if not, then sayonara. But I guess we've tried to use this as an analogy. And I guess maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. But our guy Christian Nishota said, Goody and Jair Alexander. I got to give Tori more context.
Yeah, yeah. Kristen, context is critical.
Kristen Nishota used to be Kristen O-Town.
Okay.
Oconomowoc. His wife cheated on him with his best friend.
Oh, wow.
Such an authentic oh, wow.
He's very open about it. He's moved on in life. He's still worried about his new wife being liked by his new friends. So he's on the lookout. But he had said Goody and Jair both had a hall pass. But they passed on the hall pass, and they're maybe coming back together. Have you ever had a spot where you thought, you know, I'm done with this, right. I'm never going back to this, and somebody else said, I'm done with this, I'm never going back to this, and then you come back together, work it out,
right.
and figure it out without it blowing up in your face?
Y'all filed for divorce, but then y'all put it on pause.
And then end up having a happy marriage, at least for the short
term. Because now you see that we really need each other.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where they're at with the contract.
Does that happen anymore?
It's rare.
Oh yeah,
it's rare.
It's rare,
and that's the part that's it's not like this isn't marriage. This is a business, and
it's
is football.
It's a contract.
Yeah, it's true on that one. both have very much a big
right.
financial
both sign
component,
something.
Unless you're that prenup. But I guess that's where I continue to go to is mm-hmm. like if they are talking and working on a resolution to have Jair potentially be a Green Bay Packer. Can the coaches in the front office get past what he's been and make this a successful short-term marriage for the Green Bay Packers?
I think that we can get the value. If he comes back and competes, I think we got our value. But what you won't be able to tell until the season comes, if we keep Jair, if he doesn't perform in 10 or 11 games, it doesn't matter what we agree to right now, we're going to walk away thinking that we didn't get our money's worth.
We'll find out what we listen to today, Tori.
Wham. Lil Baby Wham. He just dropped a new album, Wham. And, you know, Wham is just a figure of power.
Power.
Powerful.
Yeah, it's another way of saying Wham. Like, you know, I'm powerful.
Like it.
This makes a lot of sense, Strofe. Chef Ed chimes in on the Carbless Talking text line. He has four older sisters, and when his dad finally got a son, he spoiled them rotten, which explains why he acts the way that he does, even at 66.
Chef Ed.
Powerful.
That is powerful.
That is. It's a magnificent.
I'm done getting punched at as it pertains to Wisconsin sports.
I agree.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
I thought you was talking about the Bucks, but okay.
Bucks?
Also true.
Because Dame.
NFC North.
Okay, yeah.
Lions, Vikings, Bears. The audacity of Bears fans to still try and win the offseason and still think they're going to be better than the Green Bay Packers is fascinating, spending time up there with some of our ESPN 1000 friends.
Go.
Ben Johnson's introductory press conference got brought up with Bussin' with the Boys, and Matt LaFleur was the interviewee. He got tight. And when Matt LaFleur gets tight, it means he wants to say something, he gets uncomfortable, but he knows he's just going to take the higher road. But I'm done with the higher road. I'll take the,
Tori, that's worth an, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I guess I'm a Matt LaFleur stan.
What?
Tides have turned. Next.
Hey.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I said, baby, we got to do more sucking. And so
I called the company. I said, listen, y'all put this thing in here. Y'all need to come on.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Matt LaFleur joined Bussin' with the Boys. And they brought up the introductory press conference from Ben Johnson. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across 94.5 ESPN and YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. And maybe you're listening on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. If you're not, download it on the App Store or Google Play Store. We'll go to Ben Johnson. Because this delivery is just a cringe.
Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell. You're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Oh, my God! I forgot how bad it was by
Nobody
itself.
Laughed. So bad.
Nobody laughed.
So bad.
Oh, my God. Horrible. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. And we'll get to the next portion where Matt LaFleur was asked about Ben Johnson. Here's what he had to say.
Do you have beef with Coach Johnson?
I was waiting for this. I don't know Ben Johnson.
So do you have beef?
Do I have beef? I don't know Ben Johnson. I respect him as a football coach. He did a nice job.
Yeah, but are we not feeling the same thing right now?
Yeah, well, yeah.
But if you don't know him, why is it tight in here?
It's not tight. I'm not tight. I thought it was interesting.
I love Matt LaFleur at talking about stuff like this.
I'm not tight.
I'm not tight.
What are you
tight?
Talking about?
I'm not triggered. We all do that, right? Like, I'm not mad. I swear to God, I'm not mad.
You know what this is like? Remember when they were asking, I don't remember who it was about, maybe Jair. And like, does he practice? And he goes, he's injured. He said over and over, he's injured. Just not asking the questions. Do you have beef with him? I don't know him. Like, he's not even answering the question.
I don't know Ben Johnson. How could I have
tight
somebody?
It's tight. I'm not tight. It's not tight in here.
It's not getting warm. What are you talking about?
I'm not being weird at all. We'll hear the second part from Matt.
You're the one being weird.
I don't get it all into that stuff. I thought it
but
was.
But you'll harness it.
He'll see the eye emojis after a win. You'll send.
I don't have his number, so that won't happen.
You gonna Jim Harbaugh him after a game?
No, I would never do that.
Do you have the strength to do that?
I don't know. Probably not. Apparently not.
Couple of knee slapping laughs at the end there, and I'm not going to lie. Ben Johnson looks like a little twerp, and
he
Matt
does.
LaFleur in that clip looks strong.
He does.
He looks like he's been working out.
Matt's in good shape.
Totally,
he's
in
always
good
been
shape.
In good shape.
Yeah, he can totally put that nerd in a locker.
But he looks even like. Strong in his presence, right? He didn't give the answer that was like political. Oh, we don't worry about what happens outside the building.
Tight, I'm not tight.
Yeah, but he was like, he sent a message through just like, sure, I don't know him. I don't have his number. I'm not tight. You're tight. I'm not tight. It was like, it was perfectly executed saying, yeah, it bothered me and I'm coming for you, but also I'm above this crap.
I understand the hypocrisy of one Ben Bruss sitting here. The same guy who berated Matt LaFleur in an Aaron Rodgers jersey, and obviously, like, whatever, that was forever ago, and it was stupid. People who still are mad about it, sure, I get it. But Matt LaFleur has been to two NFC championship games. Matt LaFleur started with three straight 13-win seasons as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Moving on from Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur went to the playoffs in back-to-back years. Ben Johnson had Jameson Williams throwing a pass in the playoffs.
That's it.
Anyone got anything else on Ben Johnson's resume?
I mean, they got bounced first round, right? First round in the year they should have went to the Super Bowl. Ben Johnson hasn't done squat as an NFL head coach. Squat.
So you know what I want? I want revenge tour. I want the black and blue revenge tour. I want to take it to the Lions. I want to take it to the Vikings, and I want to take it to the Bears. And I don't typically speak as a we with the Green Bay Packers, but I'm getting kind of sick of everyone else. I really am. I'm getting kind of sick.
Wow.
And again, what happens, Strofe, sometimes I think for me is now that I live in this state.
Yeah.
Is like I like protecting the people of this state.
Yeah.
I was sick of being at the NFL draft. And seeing all, like, all the people complain about Green Bay and it being there. Bleep you, dude. Yeah. We showed up with 600,000 people and it was in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We showed out. Now the Bears, who won when Jordan Love played half a game, that's what they're holding on to? And the Detroit Lions, who have been irrelevant for 30 years, think they're something?
Uh-huh.
And the Minnesota Vikings, who have zero Super Bowl to their name, want to be something? It's the revenge tour for the freaking Green Bay Packers. Bring it the freak on.
Oh, let's go.
Fire me up, Ben Bruss. Come on, baby. Come on.
Couldn't have said any better myself there.
Send that to the Packers.
And if the Pacers win...
Did you just say I couldn't have said it any better myself there? After you're the one that said it?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, you're right, though. I mean, the Packers...
I know! I couldn't have said it any better than myself.
You couldn't have said it any better yourself. The Packers have had the most prolonged success in the division, and everyone just loves punching upward, especially the Bears. So, it makes Ben Johnson look like a fool.
Ben, you couldn't have said it any better yourself than yourself.
Ben, myself.
They could have sure the one that said it.
John in Milwaukee, thank you goodness. Got a theory on this clip?
I got a bunch of theories, and now I got, my mind's kind of running crazy here. I'll go and throw this out there. I agree with you. I would love for Matt LaFleur to cut a pro wrestling style promo and just tell me, hey, you know what? I'm going to beat these punks like they stole something. Nothing would warm my heart more.
Mm. I like it.
I said it better myself.
I don't get it all into that stuff.
No, give me the, I'm not tight.
That's so good.
It's not tight.
Yeah, but do we not feeling the same thing right now?
Yeah.
But if you don't know him, why is it tight in here?
It's not tight. I'm not tight.
The voice inflection, it's not tight.
I'm not tight.
I'm not tight. It's not tight.
It's like when you're in an argument with your significant other.
There's no animosity here. What are you talking about?
In an argument with a significant other, like, why are you so mad? I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
Matt LaFleur... He never says the wrong thing, but he's going to tell you what he's thinking through without, the context clues.
Yeah, without saying it, I give you some clues. I mean, Brad, you pride yourself on being the Matt LaFleur press conference magician of reading his mind guy.
Yeah, and this says everything I need to know about where he's at with it. He's like, the fact that he said, do you have beef with him? That's a yes or no answer. He said, I don't know him. I mean, that is such a Matt LaFleur answer. Yes or no answer. And he says, I don't know him.
It's a great answer.
It's a great answer.
That actually is a great answer.
That is brilliant.
It's like he's a nobody to me. He's a little gnat.
Yeah.
Get out of here, little
I'm not worried about
little
you.
Benny.
Yeah.
Little Benny Johnson trying to prove that he's something. And again, I think I said this over the
weekend. Little brother energy.
My dream scenario is that the Bears build the best roster possible. And Caleb Williams just freaking sucks.
Mm.
Hit it, Strofe.
Caleb Williams sucks.
Caleb Williams sucks. Ha.
Caleb Williams sucks. Ha.
I'm one small, bald man.
Did you just add the Domofsky?
I'm one small, bald man.
He sounds so disgruntled.
Yeah, so defeated.
I mean, that is
Rob.
Awesome.
Poor Rob.
But also,
I'm one small, bald man.
Now are you playing that on loop? So mean.
I'm one small, bald man.
Bank 5-9 will help take care of you.
Oh, that's right. Bank 5-9, their whole mission is to make lives better. That is indeed their mission statement. And you'll Bank 5-9, it stands for 1859. That's how long the bank has been in operation, and you can only be around that long if you're doing everything right. And now they have 14 branch locations. Their employees spend over 9,000 hours volunteering around the community because that's what they do. They serve, they give, they're charitable. And when it comes to providing financial anything, whether it be checking, savings, CDs, investments, loans, whatever it is, Bank 5-9 is your go-to place to take care of your whole financial world. And you can better believe they're going to make your life better. So if you're looking for that true local community bank that is out to make your life better, like they've been making thousands of lives better around the community, check them out today at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Strofe, please have Jim Rutledge, when he was on Wilde and Tausch today, as the Jim, Matt, and Molly takeover happened, he talked about what the Bucks should do in a hypothetical world that doesn't exist. For some reason, he wanted to get that take off. And it'll help you lead into my best bet. And we get you ready for a 5 o'clock tip of the Milwaukee Bucks next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Is one of the things that your girlfriend gets upset with is you interrupting her like this?
Probably. I just complimented you. What the hell?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm a rich girl.
It's a time of year where you can show off your car a little bit. I mean, in the wintertime, there's all that salt and grime, but in the springtime and the summer, boy, Tsunami Express Car Wash can make your car glisten. They use their state-of-the-art wash technology and it gives you a long-lasting shine. Only at Tsunami Express Car Wash can you get all the access to free vacuums and mat washers and do-it-yourself cleaning supplies and tire air that makes your car look like you just drove it off the lot. I'm a monthly member there, ceramic member, and I love going as often as I can. You can go every day if you want to. So that way, your car is always looking fresh and clean from the inside out. There's so many locations across greater Milwaukee, and they continue to expand. So why wait? Get your car, go to Tsunami Express Car Wash, feel that inside and outside clean that only Tsunami Express can give you, and you will feel like you are driving a brand new car. Tsunami Express. Wash, chill, repeat.
He's Brad Norton. I'm Ben Brust. No Kyle Wallace. I think I saw him pop on the YouTube for a second.
You know what his comment was?
Chose the gorillas over the 100 Alex Strophs.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was his comment?
To no one's surprise.
All I said was Team Gorilla.
That was it. And then he dropped back out. Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, no Kyle. Strofer on the show. UKB Nation at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. Listen on the new ESPN Wisconsin app and watch us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Now, you know what? Are you allowed to play sound with the best bet in the background?
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's time for Ben Brust's Best Bets. Sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Let's hear first from Jim, Matt, and Molly for their takeover of Wilde and Tausch. Jim Rutledge with just some mind-boggling stuff here.
Here's my never gonna happen thought, that if you were just operating in a vacuum of without all the other tangible things or intangible things that matter in sports, I would just, whether I don't know, someone from the ownership group or John Horst, someone goes to Giannis and says, "Hey man, you're not gonna play. It's not worth it. There's no biscuit worth risking it for tonight."
Over 53.5 points, rebounds, and assists for Giannis. I mean, it's the only thing you can do after hearing something so stupid. Sometimes you don't need analysis. Sometimes you just need someone to remind you that the best player in the world, or one of them, no matter what it is going to die trying.
Yeah, you know, Giannis, although on the basketball court it doesn't look like it all the time, Giannis is human, probably hearing some of this stuff too. And he's going to say, he's going to put on that $34 jersey and be Superman. Not if it's going to be enough to win, but I do know Giannis is going to get his.
Over. Well, I mean, I did pass that audio on to the producer of the Thanalysis show with Vanessa Antetokounmpo.
Oh.
So you really do never know what Giannis does and doesn't hear.
Wow.
I'm not saying that it is going to get to him, because Vanessa Antetokounmpo's number one job is to always make sure his brother is ready.
That's right.
That's how much love they have for each other.
I'll tell you what. If I was Giannis and I heard something like that,
you tell me I get over 53.5 with no Dame. He's got to be the guy for points, rebounds, and assists. The man could put up 40, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and he's going to have more than 10 rebounds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he could have 37, 15, and 5, and we're there.
I think I saw after two games, he was the only guy to average 35 points and 15 boards,
rebounds, yep.
So that's 50 already, and be 0-2. That just goes to show his greatness and also kind of how far the team has to go. It's kind of sad, actually, now that I say it.
Every time we go positive, you bring us down.
Well, I don't know
Bucks.
What's wrong with
what's
me.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Strofe, have you noticed that? He's like programmed to bring us down.
I don't know why.
In maybe the moments we're trying to be brought up.
Maybe I'm just sad and misery loves company. I don't know.
Yeah, but also, I'm like the least miserable human on the planet.
That's true. That's true. Never have a bad day stroke.
So I don't know. I don't know how your misery and my company would correlate here.
Pacers are -8, -114. That you gotta lay.
-8?
The Bucks are +8, +270 on the money line. Well, come on, hit the record scratch. You don't have the good one? DJ Strofe time? Growing better each year. DJ
Strofe.
I thought you were going to have like the 2000 song. And,
light
like,
it
record
up, light it up.
Record scratch to light it up, light it up. That's not DJ
the
Strofe.
Bucks,
you
the
just
Bucks.
Played a song.
You're the one that asked for. Oh, what is Homer doing with Bango?
Homer keeps
Homer
on walking.
Keeps turning around Bango.
Does he not realize we have a camera right in front of where he just put Bango, so we lost Brad?
Oh, we got him back. We got Brad back.
Yeah, here I am.
Homer, why'd you turn around Bango?
Your show's too good for him. He doesn't deserve it.
Oh, wow. You're going to do that to Bango?
Bango's
he's a champion.
What?
Bango was a champion.
He would be was?
He was a champion.
Right now, anything associated with the Bucks is better not seen. This is huge tonight. This could be it. This could be the final game Giannis ever plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. Could be.
Mm.
Anybody who won't admit it as a possibility.
It is a possibility.
Is it a likelihood?
No, I wouldn't say it's a likelihood.
Okay.
Well, then why'd you get all sour?
Yeah,
on
you're trying to bring us down, Homer.
Because it's possible.
So you're saying just watch with, you know, a closer eye today. Enjoy the greatness just a little bit more, in case. It's just a just in case.
Perfectly
thing.
Stated.
It's a just
I
in
would
case.
Say it's just depends how nice he is. All right, if you were Giannis, would you want to be on this team next year? Yeah, that's
probably.
The
well,
no.
We did do the exercise that Brad didn't. Get asked to do where he said, if I was Giannis' best friend and I wasn't a Bucks fan, here's what I'd tell him. And it was exactly the
opposite.
The thing that nobody wanted to
the
hear.
The reason
which is,
to, yeah.
I wouldn't want to be right. here if I
the
wanted to win a second championship.
The reason to be positive is Giannis is a great guy. And is it,
yeah.
Would it be tough for him to say to the Bucks, I want out? Because that's what it comes down to. He's got a contract, but he's have to go to them. And the public would have to know he's leaving because he wants out. And I didn't make this up. Someone else said they're not sure Giannis is comfortable with that, given what happened to Dallas with
Luka.
Yeah. They don't want to be fans. I mean, but
you can't lose the fans, especially here, if Giannis is the reason why you're outwardly saying, yeah, we're trading him. You can't do that.
No, you're correct.
You just can't.
And you don't want to. Giannis, I'm okay with Giannis playing here till he's 90.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
So he'll be dunking on people.
That would be a great question. How old?
I mean, Marcus Johnson does that every year.
How old is the oldest person to ever dunk a basketball?
Marcus Johnson dunks every year.
Every year on his birthday, right. Yeah. And he,
how old is he? 60s?
But, gotta be. But he's not even close to Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis.
Marcus Johnson is 69 years old.
How high would Giannis have to jump to dunk it? Because he's so long.
Well, when he usually puts his arms up there. And,
I mean, a 1 foot?
Yeah, he doesn't need
all
doesn't
I know
need a big
is I'll make you the bet right now with the 20 you're going to owe me that he's dunking at age 80.
Okay.
And that'll be in my will.
Homer.
I'll be dead.
Just a hit to break it to you.
How do I approach this?
That's 50 years from now. Brad might not be.
I might not be. I would be. Yeah, I'd be 85.
Do you think Kyle Wallace is going to watch the Bucks from wherever he is?
Yes.
I think so, too. I also think he's got a chance to tell you from wherever he is. How great his bank is.
What up, KBN Nation? Listen, if you are getting to the point where you're thinking a checking account isn't enough, that is okay. That's why my friends Citizens Bank are here to help you. If you're looking to think bigger about saving more, paying attention to interest rates, maybe even thinking about buying your first home or buying a new home, you can do that with Citizens Bank. And what I love about them, they have great tools and great resources to help you level up. But my favorite thing, y'all, about Citizens Bank is the fact that they are local, right? That's why I love them, right? They actually care about helping people in the community plan for what's next. So if you're ready to take the next step too, just like me, visit citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank today.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Ben's Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The word around town is we'll lighten it up. So who's gonna win it?
The Bucks. The Bucks.
The purple and green is exciting and tough. So who's gonna win it?
The Bucks.
All right, here's the exercise. No Professor Big Daddy J.A. here joining us on Kyle Brustin Nortman.
It's tough to be a professor. You're busy all the time.
He was up in Green Bay on Friday, yep. And he brought two of his students from Missouri.
They're wow. Awake.
I mean, what a guy. That's unbelievable. Yeah, could you imagine coming to the NFL draft with a professor?
I'm thinking of going back
to school
in Missouri. Who
was on SportsCenter for 30 years? I would totally want
to
take his class.
I'm thinking of going to Missouri to just take his class.
All the perks that he would provide?
Is there any online option? We should all take his class.
Homer, did you know?
Get Bulaga. Maybe you'll get closer to the degree.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace is out. So Brad Nortman and Alex Drofe running the show here. Did you know that you say, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you know that Alex Drofe and I now have taken yeah into our everyday lives?
I don't use it in basketball. Though maybe I should add it. I prefer.
You mean when you're doing play-by-play?
Play-by-play.
Are you offended or flattered that these guys all the time they say, yeah.
I would be offended.
Because you took something that was one of his things.
Yeah, but he's
it really isn't.
I didn't steal
it's just
baby.
The word yeah.
Oh, baby is my thing.
Oh,
but
baby.
Yes.
Homer, you're telling me you never said, Chase Ross shoots the three. Yeah.
See, but that even like
if I did, I don't remember doing it. I think
you need to implement it.
All right, yeah.
I feel like it's too narrow.
Say it right. You mean
You should try it just real quick with
Ben Brust.
Yeah, with Ben Brust. Ben Brust brings the ball down the court. Take it over, Homer.
Ben Brust got it. We know a pass ain't coming. Brust for three. Yeah.
I kind of like it.
What do you mean a pass ain't coming? He's right.
I believe I said it.
Yeah, he's right.
I don't know. You amaze me.
Why is that?
Because you were so good. You were a great shooter. I'd be like, I want to be Ben Brust. Say you never passed the ball. Say it to me. I'll be you. Say, why did you never pass the ball?
Why did you never pass the ball, Ben?
I can shoot. I see four guys on the field. They got the same jersey
got.
I can outshoot them all.
Yeah,
I don't know what. To be honest with you, Homer, I don't know why I ever passed the ball. Well, the reason I did.
You know who you sound like,
Ryan would get so mad at me that I'd have to run and run and run. But I just want to let you know, there's never, other than when Frank was free for a layup, I ever looked on the floor and thought, better for somebody else to shoot than me for the best of our team.
Do you know what?
Yeah!
You know what's funny, Homer?
Yes.
Is Frank Kaminsky and a lot of the guys that I played with made fun of me. Because in Wisconsin's basketball system, back in the Bo Ryan days at least, not the Greg Gard run fast and if it's a turnover, who cares? Back in the low possession Bo Ryan days, the two guard is on the left wing. And sure, maybe you run the swing, but like they're not running plays for you. It was always point guard, 10 seconds left, get the ball screen. You had to create your own rhythm. I ran around like a crazy person. So whenever I felt like I was open, I'd be like, there'd be an and one. Frank Kaminsky get the ball in the post. He'd get an and one. I'd be like, Frank, nice layup, but I was open in the corner. You know? So I'd always let him know that I was open in the corner. And then they were like, Ben, I don't care. I just got an and one. Doesn't matter that you were open in the corner. So yes, that is exactly who I am to a T. I was open. I don't care about your layup.
Yes. And that's the appropriate. It's not made up. You know, it's not like Al McGuire was one of the greatest bricklayers ever. I wish I'd have known he was such a terrible shooter. Look up his stats. You won't believe it. Mason. Like he shot. Al McGuire is in the St. John's Hall of Fame, and his shooting was like 30-some percent. He's jacking up shots like crazy.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't make free throws. I don't know why they ever put the stats in the Hall of Fame because it looks horrible.
I don't even know if they have field goal percentage.
His
back
final
then.
Year at St. John's, he shot 31%.
Yeah. Oof.
28% the year prior.
57.3 from the free throw line.
Yes.
You mean, yeah.
No. I wish I'd have known it because I'd have called him Mason. What do you mean, Mason? You were one of the great bricklayers in the history of college basketball.
Wow.
And look at
you would chirp Al McGuire.
These, What?
You would chirp Al McGuire like that?
Heck yes, Al. He would. And on top of that, look how many shots he took. He averaged like 8 shots a game.
Oh, he's trying to find his rhythm. He's trying to find
never
it.
Got a chance.
No, never got there.
Did anybody, Al, did
8.5.
Hey, Mason, did anybody keep track of how many shots you missed the rim?
He averaged 2.5 makes a game and 8.5 yes. attempts
now,
a game.
Now, what he was good at is he could rebound.
Yeah, 7.1 rebounds a game.
And I think in college you ran a mile on like 4:20.
Rebounding his own shots.
You know everything.
I also just want to bring this to the table because...
Where are you going?
You see how there's a nice Wilt Chamberlain thing here?
Yeah,
what
a card.
Is that, a card, sports
card? It's my card.
Card.
I leave it in here because I want people to just come in and look and go, wow.
Wilt Chamberlain... Wilt Chamberlain had a field goal percentage of 54.0% in his career.
Wow.
Giannis, 55.1.
How about that? How about that, Homer?
How about that?
No, Giannis is historically special.
But not as good as Wilt.
No.
Wilt was going against plumbers and had a worse field goal percentage than Giannis going against these 7-foot wings and block shot blockers?
Let's go back.
The reason why the big man was so good in the 70s and the 60s and the 50s because there were no other big men. And now you got other big men out there, and Giannis is shooting a better percentage than Wilt Chamberlain.
Why does the competition matter for free throw percentage?
No.
This is field goal.
Oh, excuse me.
You got way more crappy centers than there ever were. Think and go back and look how many games he played against Russell every year.
That's one guy.
I mean, it's like 18 games.
Today, Homer. Today he's going against 3 7-footers on the floor.
If Wilt Chamberlain is on this Bucks team, do they win this series against the Pacers?
Of course.
Oh my God. This is ridiculous.
Come on, Homer. You don't believe that.
I don't.
You don't believe that.
I do believe that. There's no way to describe. However, I realize I got work to do because I understand how you don't believe it because you're not old enough to believe it.
You're going to 2-point him to death?
I get some research. As I said, there are just so many athletic things that Wilt could do that Giannis couldn't do.
How far would Wilt take this Bucks team? In this playoffs, how far would they go?
Eastern Conference Final.
They beat the Cavs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Celtics.
No, on the Eastern Conference. But that just doesn't speak to Wilt. That speaks to how bad this team is.
Jeez.
The limits of...
He cannot
dribble an open court like Giannis does. Giannis is arguably the greatest.
He doesn't have
ever.
As good of a career field goal percentage as Giannis does.
Well, again, look to how late he was when he played. See what maybe his percentage was when he was Giannis's age.
Well, they started getting more big guys in the league. He just wasn't going against Bob Cousy.
It's like Bob Cousy.
It's like an old man. And then at that point in time when he got in, they said, you don't pass the ball enough, and so he just led the league in assists.
Uh-oh. Just like that at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, up to 8.5. It opened at 7. Pacers favored by 8.5. Which side do you like?
I mean, the obvious side is to take the Pacers.
By double digits?
Yeah, but this is a chance for Giannis to, you know, show a level of greatness. If they can win this game, that's going to be, you know, on his, then you can say they couldn't have won with Wilt or whatever you want to say about. What could I tell you about Wilt that would impress you? That's what I'm going to have to do.
Go back to the Institute.
Because, no, he's like Giannis. He only won 2 titles, and Giannis could very easily end his career. The maximum Giannis is going to have in his career is 2, right?
Depending on where he goes.
Well, I'd say he'll get 1 more. I think 2 would be the max that you expect. And you guys didn't discuss it, but I think it's legitimate to wonder why he wasn't MVP or he's not going to be MVP. I don't know what he has to do.
Team success, that's probably it.
But he's so much better defensively.
Yeah, right? But they don't take that into account necessarily.
I understand. But I'm just saying for us, he easily
winning,
could be.
Winning matters. Winning matters
right,
most.
Right, but he could legitimately be. I'm sure somebody's done there's got to be a comp somewhere. He's done all the stats. Giannis is the most deserving of the MVP if you can factor in the defense.
Maybe. I think the Institute can help you with that as well. In the Homer Hour, up next in 2 minutes.
Tony Smith.
Tony Smith, baby.
Because I want somebody talking. He'll tell you. Listen to him about Wilt.
On the way home, baby.